Northtown Wanda Republican Ort says he just isn't seeing new sections of his district receiving better web service. That's why he's filed legislation requiring annual reports from Empire State Development on where the money's being spent and what are the ground rules for deciding where the new wire will go. He says fast web service has become essential to everything from kids doing their homework to economic development officials promising new businesses they will have high-speed service to run their businesses. Ort compares the impact of broadband to rural electrification a century ago.
The 1930s and even into the early 1940s, but certainly through the 20s and 30s, there were communities that didn't have electricity. They still did not have a grid that powered. And of course, as the years went on into the 20th century, you know, you didn't have electricity. That was your community was dead. I mean, you were literally disconnected.
Ort says there are areas of his district where the only internet service is from satellites, areas in Orleans County and in very eastern Niagara County. The North Tonawanda Republican says he and other legislators voted for the program, and they want to see where the money has gone. The ESD spokesman for broadband couldn't be reached directly. Recently, he told reporters the program is going well and all information is available, but didn't say how many New Yorkers have broadband. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.